Wrangell's superintendent, Bill Burr, says that this year's budget is looking at a $600,000 deficit in its reserve. Normally, the state of Alaska allows the school district to have a 10% cap in savings in case something big happens where the money is needed. That changed during COVID, though, and the reserve is at 23%. But Burr says it won't last.
On June 30th, it was 23%, but we anticipate we'll be spending a good portion of that extra reserve just in breaking even this year.
He says that by next year, on June 30th, the state will enforce reverting back to the 10% savings cap.
If just to break even, we're using $600,000 this year, if we were looking at that same type of loss in our budget in the following year, that would wipe out most of our reserve.
Burr says that the majority will go to personnel, like paying salaries, paychecks, and other personnel expenses. One way the school district has tried saving money is by paying some staff members through grants.
Rather than cutting staff, which is a primary way of saving money because personnel is by far the highest line item, we've actually been able to add a couple of certified positions.
Burr says that two full-time positions in the school district are supported by grants or by the educational program they're in, and they have another instructor that is federally funded. Burr says they've also been concentrating on their expenditures by not overpaying for any programs. He says they've been doing it over the past few years.
Prices go up every year, and we know that's occurring. But as we look at what we are paying for, when we can find some savings, we can apply that. And that has allowed us to be solvent.
He says one challenge he comes across is the cost it takes to ship school kits to Alaska.
One of the items that we had was we were ordering science kits. And if we were in the lower 48, shipping is free. But because we're in Alaska, they were charging a substantial increased amount.
Burr says that two major factors in the school district's budget are the local contribution from the municipal government and the state's per student payment, or what's the base student allocation. That's often not known until the summer when the governor approves the budget.
The sooner we know that, the better. Because we really have to look at a lot of items that are in that amount. We've worked very hard the last number of years to keep our reserve healthy.
By state law, the borough can only contribute so much money to the school district every year, following a state formula. This year, it was $1.3 million, but Burr says the school district's needs are higher than that maximum contribution. Borough manager Mason Villarma says he hopes the borough and the school district begin planning for next year's budget before the end of 2024.
We're going to talk about an appropriation early, and that way they have the ability to address union negotiations accordingly, because they'll start that in October.
He says the borough will reach out to the school district to initiate the conversation. In Wrangell, I'm Colette Zarnicki.